Mishnayos Erevin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. We've been discussing a Mavoi Sasum, a alleyway which has three walls and the fourth wall is open to the public. The on a Torah level is permitted to carry there on Shabbos, but the rabbis forbade it, lest one carry in a public domain, which is a transgression on a Torah level. So therefore, they said, in order to carry in this Mavoi Sasum, this closed-off Mavoi, with three walls and the fourth one opening to the public domain, you've got to put some kind of lechi, a board, or a korah, a beam, by that opening, according to Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai held that you need both. And then there were a number of ways to learn the two opinions that we learned in Mishnah Beis in yesterday's shiur. But now we're going to focus on, according to Beis Hillel, that either or is enough. And we're going to focus now on the sizes. So looking at the korah, this beam, how big or how small can the beam be? So let's see. Hakorah, the beam, sha'amr that we mentioned, rechava, the width has to be wide enough in order to hold an ariach. What is an ariach? The ariach, an ariach is chatzi levena shel shloshot tfachim. So ariach is one kind of brick, levena is another kind of brick. A levena is three tfachim wide, it's three hand breadths wide, like three, take your fist, you do one on top of the other three times, so you'll have three fists. That's how wide a levena is. And ariach is half of that. So it's a tefach and a half. So how wide does this beam have to be? Wide enough to hold an ariach brick, which is a tefach and a half wide. Now, the Mishnah goes on to say that not only that, but daya, it's even enough, lakora, that this beam, shetei ruchava tefach, even if the width of the beam is a tefach, it's also enough. So it's got to be strong enough to hold this, you know, wide enough to hold this brick. The bricks will be wider than the beam. So what do? You have an extra half a tefach to work with. So we say kedila kabla ariach la arkay. In order to hold this ariach brick on its length, or some have the girsa on the width, the idea is like this: the length of the ariach would go according to the length of the beam, right? That's fine. It'll go, you know, in sync. And then the width of the ariach will go according to the width of the beam. However, over here, you're going to have an extra half a tefach to work with. If your beam is only a tefach wide and the ariach is a tefach and a half, so what do? So the remainder, half a tefach is like, it's like two fingers. That's the size. One finger, two fingers next to each other. So you place the width of one finger on one end and one finger on the other, hovering a little bit over the beam, and then you smear like cement underneath it so that it sticks. So now, even though it's not exactly, you know, flush, you could still hold it up. And that would be enough to be deemed a beam to put on top of the smavoy. So even a tefach is enough, because it could still hold an ariach by spreading the weight amongst this beam. And the reason why we say this is that a beam has to be appear as if it's kavua, as if it's set. And the rabbis, you know, decided that this is the minimum shear, the minimum amount, to make it look like that it's a set beam in order to build, you know, a building there. And that would then close off the mavoi and make it look like it's, you know, not connected to the Rosh Rabim, and then no one's going to carry in the Rosh Rabim. Okay. Mishnah Dalet. Rechava. Now, the width of the beam, so we just said it has to be kedila kabla riach, enough to hold this brick. What about if it's just, you know, it has the size that technically it could, you know, it's got the size to hold it, but it's a very, very weak beam and it doesn't have the strength to hold it. So does it have to be strong enough to hold it as well? Or the strength is not an issue? If I just had, you know, a string that wide, would serve its purpose. So let's see. Rechava, the width, kedila kabla riach, it's got to be wide enough to hold a brick. Ubriya kedila kabla riach. It also has to be bria, healthy, meaning it has to be strong enough. It can't just be a string that's wide enough to hold this riach brick of a tefach and a half. It's got to be strong enough to hold the brick as well. That shouldn't break because of its weight. And the reason is because, like we said in the previous Mishnah, that it's got to look like it's kavua, as if it's set, as if it's you're building a building here, you're closing it off, and you're separating it from the Shusharabim. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Rechava afa bishayna bria. As long as you have the width there, you know, of a tefach and a half or even a tefach, it's good enough. Even if it can't hold the brick, it's made out of, you know, tissue paper. It's fine because he's not worried about it, you know, holding up the actual brick. And Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his opinion that we had mentioned already in Mishnah Aleph, that the purpose of the beam is not to actually build something, but just to serve as a mechitza. And technically the mechitza is there. Mechitza can be accomplished with a little string. And therefore he holds that the beam does not have to be strong enough to hold up the brick. And he argues on the Tanakh. That concludes Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Daled.